Howdy and good morning. There we go. New guy driving the boat, Scott DeLucia, has left the lunatics in charge of the asylum this morning. So as we try and iron the bugs out, the first time I get to drive the spacecraft today, we're going to try and find out what's going on with Miss Kat McMullen. Are you there, Kat?
Yes, good morning.
Forgive me. A little slow on the trigger this morning, so let's find out what's happening with the news, and we'll get everything else caught up here in just a minute.
Do you mind? Nope, don't mind. We love y'all.
Awesome. Thank you, ma'am.
WTAW News Time is 6:06. It's 37 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by SWBC Mortgage. Experience the SWBC difference and their commitment to personal service, on-time closings, and seamless transactions. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. College Station police report two people died and five were injured following a Saturday night crash involving two pickup trucks on Harvey Mitchell Parkway, north of Holloman Drive. Killed was 20-year-old Nathan Hardcastle of Cypress. Police say he was one of six people in a 2008 Dodge pickup that was pulling out of a private drive heading north on Harvey Mitchell when it was struck by a 2006 Dodge truck that was headed south. The woman driving the 2008 Dodge, 19-year-old Taylor Leonard of Houston, died yesterday. Four other passengers in the 2008 Dodge and the driver of the 2006 Dodge were taken to local hospitals. Police report several are in critical condition. The names of the injured have not been released. The force of the collision sent both trucks across all lanes of Harvey Mitchell, where they came to rest on the opposite sides of the roadway. The highway was closed for 5 hours to clear the wreckage and to allow officers from two divisions to investigate. A College Station man arrested after he was seen walking down a residential street with an assault rifle is also accused of pointing the weapon at a household.
Six victims who live on McFarland Drive south of Welburn and Fitch tell police 34-year-old Trey Davenport drove down their street at a high rate of speed, stopped, pulled out an AR-15-style rifle from his car, kneeled behind the car, and pointed the gun at a house. Officers were told Davenport and the home's occupants had just been in a prior argument, the subject of which was not revealed. Police stopped Davenport a mile and a half away and recovered the AR-15 along with a .357 revolver, a PSA PA-15, a .686-6 revolver, a Ruger 10/22 with an assault rifle stock, and a butterfly knife. Also taken into evidence were four varieties of narcotics and marijuana. Davenport, who was arrested for deadly conduct and drunk driving, along with possessing the weapons and drugs, remains jailed in lieu of bonds totaling $49,000. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
For the fourth time, a Bryan man has been convicted of drunk driving. 49-year-old Michael McGruder was sentenced to 30 years in prison. McGruder was arrested in September of 2011 after a witness reported a suspicious person in her apartment complex. Prosecutors charged McGruder with being a habitual offender, citing four prior prison sentences from 19 prior convictions, including three prior DWIs and five other felonies. And another Bryan man, arrested twice in the last 2 months for drug possession, is headed to prison from two older cases. 31-year-old Guadalupe Cosino entered a plea agreement where he will serve 17 years for five convictions. Prosecutors say Cosino was playing a major role in the amount of methamphetamine being brought into Brazos County. And pilots flying in and out of Easterwood Airport will soon be without assistance from the local control tower. The FAA has announced Easterwood is among 149 airports losing air traffic controllers as part of sequestration. Easterwood's director of aviation, John Happ, says passenger jet service will continue as scheduled. Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan says the Secretary of Transportation can find other places to reduce the budget.
If you look at the FAA budget today versus where we were in 2001, we have about 15% fewer flights today than we did before 9/11, and the FAA budget's grown by 40%.
The closures will start April 7th and take 4 weeks to complete. The FAA's news release and list of all the affected airports are on our website at WTAW.com. And dirt continues to fly for a new shopping center in West Bryan. Economic Development Director Kevin Russell says developers haven't settled on a name.
They're struggling trying to find a name. They are looking for a name that the people of Bryan and College Station would recognize. They've asked us several times to come up with a name, and I've told them we're really not in the business of naming shopping centers. That's up to you guys.
Russell says developers have not announced who will surround Walmart, which will be in the middle of the 52-acre complex.
But there are some other ones that they're negotiating with, and as soon as they tell me that they inked the deal, I'm gonna ring that horn and brag about what's coming to Bryan.
Walmart is expected to open early next year following the holiday shopping season. The city council agreed to give developers a $5 million sales tax rebate over a 15-year period and up to $250,000 for a traffic signal at Villa Maria and Jaguar. Last September, several people caught and held a purse snatcher until police arrived. A Hearn man is off to prison for the robbery. 26-year-old Leonard McElroy Jr. was sentenced to 8 years. The crime took place in the Kroger Shopping Center off Texas Avenue in College Station. The victim was injured when her purse was pulled off her arm. Brazos County court records show prior convictions for burglaries of a home and business and misdemeanor assault. And finally, the Texas Senate's Health and Human Services Committee has forwarded a bill calling for stricter standards for abortion providers. Committee members include Charles Schwertner, whose district includes Brazos County.
You know, I'm a pro-life individual, and I believe in measures that are prudent, that do protect the unborn. But that bill was really about protecting women. I don't think there should be a situation in which we are allowing individuals to have abortions in clinics that are less stringently regulated and supplied with the necessary equipment than ambulatory surgery centers, where much less invasive, much less problematic procedures are being performed.
Schwertner doesn't think the increased requirements will result in abortion clinics closing. WTOW News Time is 6:12. It's 37 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by SWBC Mortgage. We'll have more news for you at 6:30, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Yeah, well, we're still working on that part of it.
That's okay. This part's always rough anyway. It's always like, ow, the aliens came. That's not the right weather.
I'm trying to figure out where this stupid thing comes in on the board.
Well,
you know,
I can at least...
The important part where we play the commercials.
Well.
So.
I can at least tell you the weather today.
Well, I've got that part.
Oh, okay. Well.
Unlike Scott now, mind you, because Scott generally that's, you know.
That's usually a roadblock.
That can be a bone of contention. But I'm trying to figure out where it comes in on this control panel. Sing amongst yourselves for just a moment, if you don't mind.
Okay. Well.
This is just absolutely absurd.
Well, Jordan, did you have a good weekend?
We're going to get Jordan up. There you go, Jordan. Are you there?
Yes.
I had given us a sports tease for just a second.
Yeah, tell us a little bit about what's going on in the exciting world of athletics.
Oh, man, there's so much going on. In fact, when I woke up this morning, I was like, I needed to come in here about 30 minutes earlier just to prep all this stuff. But, yeah, coming up, we've got to talk about women's basketball, the A&M women's basketball team. They're moving on to the second round. Of course, the only A&M team in the NCAA tournament right now, of course, so – they get all the love. But and speaking of brackets, you've got a lot of upsets over the weekend. In fact, a lot of bracket busters happening. And there's a 15 seed that for the first time ever is moving on to the round of 16, the Sweet 16. So if anybody has a perfect bracket out there, I'd be highly highly surprised, highly shocked. But A&M baseball wins. Softball had a match on the road over against Tennessee on the weekend. And the A&M women's swimming and diving team had a great weekend as well. So we're going to talk about all that coming up in sports.
You guys can stop covering. I think I figured it out.
Did we get it? did we buy enough time?
Yep, time to get into United Roofing for our forecast. United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast roof or the world's best roof. Call 268-ROOF or go to unitedpros.com. Now, your forecast, finally.
We'll have abundant sunshine today, temperatures right around 60 degrees, clear, chilly tonight down to 35, sunshine tomorrow, it'll turn a little milder, highs tomorrow afternoon near 65. Tomorrow night clear, lows will be anywhere from 35 to 40, and we're partly to mostly sunny and breezy Wednesday with a high between 65 and 70 degrees. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
It is currently 39 degrees, and we've got birthdays for you. Birthdays and today in Histoire, so we'll let Jordan kick off with our celebrity birthdays today.
Well, kicking off a sports-related one at the top of the list here. I'm just going the top, bottom, no particular order, is Danica Patrick. She's turning 31 today, and some might recognize her as the racer, but others recognize her as the GoDaddy girl.
Vast majority, if I had to guess.
Turning 39 is Lark Voorhees. Am I saying her name right? Voorhees?
As far as we know, you're correct.
There we go. Well, we'll go with it. Because, she was on the Saved by the Bell, of course. She was Lisa on Saved by the Bell for those people
course,
that are in
you
my.
Know, yeah, I knew that.
Well, yeah, if you're probably in the generation of like Kat and myself, then you watch Saved by the Bell
all the time. Kevin watches it.
You know, that's what I do when I get off the show.
The only thing Kevin watches more than that is Boy Meets World.
Yes, you've caught me, and then Drake and Josh, because I have a 7-year-old.
And also in another sports-related one, Cheryl Swoops is turning 42. She's a 3-time WNBA MVP.
And a Red Raider, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, correct, yeah, from the state of Texas.
I have her enchilada recipe in that same book I'm always talking
you
about.
You and your recipes!
Yeah.
Cheryl Swoops, does she make a mean enchilada?
I guess so. It made it into the book.
You'll have to make it for us one time.
Sure thing.
The lovely Sarah Jessica Parker is turning 48. And, of course, some people might know her for having man hands.
Yes, she does.
Wow. Oh, that's. Yeah, but if you're tall, you're going to have big hands. That's just how it is.
Hopefully, no SJP fans out there listening now.
No, probably not.
Marsha Cross, she's turning 51. She's from Desperate Housewives fame. Brenda Strong, she's going to be 53. Do you know Brenda at all? She's from Desperate Housewives as well. She's actually the narrator. She's the voice on Desperate Housewives.
Uh-huh. I did not know that.
But she also was on Seinfeld as Sue Ellen Mischke, who is Elaine's braless rival and heiress to the O. Henry candy bar fortune.
If
any Seinfeld fans out there, that's actually the second Seinfeld reference.
Yes, in one fell swoop.
Yes. I'm on a roll here. Haywood Nelson's turning 53. He's from Dwayne on What's Happening.
Wait a minute. He was a hey, 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 hey.
That's him. Hey, hey, hey.
That's so sad that I know that off the top of my head. So sad.
Elton John is turning. How old do you think Elton John is? Sir Elton John, I guess I should say.
62.
Very close. 66.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So Elton John celebrating his mid-60s now. Paul Michael Glasser is 70 right now. And
Starsky and Hutch, and I believe it's Glazer.
Is it Glazer?
I believe so.
Okay, Glazer. He's, turning 70 from, yes, you got it, Starsky and Hutch. And that's my list. Do you have any others?
That's my dad's birthday today.
It's your dad's birthday?
Happy birthday, Dad,
awesome.
If you're listening.
Happy birthday to Dad. Your dad your dad shares his birthday with National Waffle Day.
Delicious.
It is the beginning of Termite Awareness Week, which I knew you were waiting with bated breath. And for our, and by the way, this is just for you, Kat. Today is the old new year in Great Britain and North American colonies.
Well, that's cool.
It was the beginning of the new year in 1751 until we adopted the Georgian calendar then.
Oh, neat.
And for our Jewish friends, Passover begins. Today it's unknown.
There you go.
I think that covers the bases. We'll get to Sean here for you in just a minute. It is 6:18 now on WTAW. Good morning. Yeah, here we go again. Really? It's playing, or should be. Oh, this is just silly.
I thought about looking up some jokes of the day, but...
See, you should have come prepared.
Yeah, I know.
I have a joke. What did one wall say to the other wall?
What?
I'll meet you at the corner.
Oh, da-da-da-da-da-da.
Yeah.
Oh, this is times like this that we realize how much we love Scott DeLucia.
Oh, no. We know that all the time. It's just a matter of me because I'm doing exactly what I've been instructed to do. And for whatever reason, this silly thing is not behaving itself now. So we go again trying to figure out. You know, that's the benefit of running such a high dollar establishment as well. They put the idiot in charge and look what happens in 2.2 seconds. I have no idea how to make this all stop.
So what you're saying is we got to do 3 hours of non-commercial deal time.
Yeah, what's going to happen is we'll have a salesperson figured out by then, because if we miss that many commercials, I promise you somebody will come in and help here in just a minute.
Yeah, we'll start reading commercials.
Kat has actually come in to help. You'll see it's right over there, and this is all collapsed down.
What are you trying to play?
I'm trying to get to the commercial right there. Yeah, see, it keeps doing that.
Weird. Maybe is the lock on?
This is, you know, highfalutin.
Everybody is waiting with bated breath right now.
Well, I'll give you the forecast while Kat's looking at that as we're trying to get everything fixed. Once again, sunny skies today. We're going to look at 60, winds at 5 to 15 miles per hour, which is really nice because the winds we've been having as of late have just been brutal. Clear skies tonight down to 34. There are some freeze warnings to the north of us this morning. That should warm up by later on this afternoon. Wind dying down through the next couple days as well. Tomorrow, sunny skies and 60. Right now, it's 39. And we'll jump into Sean Hannity coming up in just a second.
Maybe. I feel like this is where you should insert a filibuster or something.
Yeah,
should I start reading from the dictionary?
Myron Deacon in College Station.
I think we figured it out.
We feel that this new, very convenient location will enhance our ability to provide exceptional service to our many present and future personal and commercial insurance customers. We invite our customers to visit us at the new location on the corner of Longmire and Deacon. If you aren't presently one of our customers and you're in the market for auto, home, business insurance, or any other type of insurance, come see us at W.E. Gibson Insurance on the corner of Longmire and Deacon, or visit our website at wegibson.com. Our agency is over 130 years old. We are a trusted choice independent agency representing over 45 companies. And in case you didn't get it earlier, we are now located on the corner of Longmire and Deacon in College Station. Come see us.
He has starred as the Phantom in over 3,000 performances on Broadway and across the globe.
She is Broadway's longest-running Christine.
It's the musical event of the season. Broadway stars Brad Little and Sandra Joseph are just two of the seven acclaimed Broadway singers coming to the Brazos Valley for the world premiere of Neil Berg's The Phantoms of the Opera.
Experience the finest songs and untold stories behind the great musicals and films inspired by Gaston LaRue's The Phantom of the Opera, the tale of obsession and desire that changed the Broadway musical forever.
Three-time Tony Award nominee Mark Kudish directs seven talented Broadway performers backed by a chorus of 120 in this never-before-seen musical spectacle.
Two nights only, Thursday and Friday, April 4th and 5th in Rudder Auditorium, sponsored by Mary and Tom Kirk.
Tickets on sale now.
Call 845-1234 or visit mscopus.org.
Don't miss the all-star theatrical concert celebration that is Neil Berg's The Phantoms of the Opera.
That's 845-1234.
Up on the right side. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
Nearly every place you can plant your foot on this earth is getting worse and not better. America's in retreat. You got Russia, China, they're filling the void. Obama has now put places in jeopardy that never were because of his own weakness. I mean, literally, the wars in Afghanistan and Iraq, we gave up. North Korea is increasingly belligerent. What's he going to do? Pakistan is unstable. Libya is unstable. North Africa is unstable. Islamic terrorists are relocating all throughout the continent of Africa. The Middle East is a mess. Syria is a mess. Turkey, Egypt, more militant. Jordan, King Abdullah, he's vulnerable. Saudi Arabia is even vulnerable. It's all going to happen on his watch, and it'll be his fault.
From coast to coast, from sea to shining sea, it's the Sean Hannity Show.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Throw in the towel, those worn out, outdated window coverings. They're not going to survive another spring cleaning. They've hung in there long enough. Now you can replace them with Blinds.com. Now that's where Jill and I, we went for designer blinds and shades and shutters and drapes. And check out the remarkable new InstaFit cordless honeycomb shades. And they install in seconds. You don't need any tools, no drilling, no brackets. Visit Blinds.com. You get free color samples, free shipping, no sales tax in most states. Blinds.com. Their prices crush home improvement store prices. Blinds.com. That's Blinds.com. Let's jump to a listener shout-out from IncomeAtHome.com. Now, this is where I applaud listeners who have taken my advice and started their own work-from-home business with IncomeAtHome.com. This shout-out goes to Melissa, whose goal was to earn money from home to be there for her kids. She visited IncomeAtHome.com in her spare time from her kitchen table. Melissa was able to double her job income. She loves her home business, and she's there for her kids. So if you have a little spare time, start your own home business and see where it takes you. IncomeAtHome.com. That's IncomeAtHome.com.
With 18 fuel pumps with diesel and 23 restrooms, Chick's isn't your average Highway 6 convenience store. Chick's is a brand new 12,000 square foot specialty convenience store. Chick's has a 30-person dining area with 60 fountain drink heads, gourmet coffee, a 28-foot refrigerated meat counter stocked with fresh jerky, sausage, tenderloins, cheeses, and steaks, and a one-of-a-kind touchscreen menu of breakfast, lunch, and dinner items. Chick's is also your tailgating headquarters. Buy 20 pounds of purified ice for only 99 cents. Find Chick's on Highway 6 in Briarcrest. Chick's, coming soon.
At Batteries Plus, our helpful experts will be happy to show you all the pluses of our LED bulbs. Like the fact that four LEDs use less energy than one incandescent. Plus, LEDs glow like incandescent bulbs but last hundreds of times longer. Plus, they're some of the most beautiful light bulbs you've ever seen. At Batteries Plus, we have LEDs that are perfect for lamps, recessed lighting, spotlights, and even decorative lights. We can show you just how much money you can save by replacing your current light bulbs with super energy-efficient LEDs. And because LEDs give off the same warm, inviting light you're used to, you probably won't even notice the difference until you get your electric bill. So for a light bulb with a lot of pluses, try an LED from Batteries Plus. Batteries Plus. Get what you need.
Visit Batteries Plus in College Station on the corner of Texas and Holloman to save $7 on Switch, Satco, and Zanaro LED light bulbs. And $5 off Sylvania LED now through March 31st after rebate. Batteries Plus. Get what you need.
My husband and I, we don't always agree on decorating decisions, but I gotta give him credit. He made a huge improvement upstairs, in the attic. That fresh layer of insulation he put down saved us $240 last year on our heating and cooling. Enough for a dinette set. We're saving just by adding insulation. What can you do? Find out how the little changes add up at togetherwesave.com.
Brought to you by Mid-South Synergy. We work for you.
Dell's future is still undecided. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Pellinger. The Friday deadline for additional takeover bids for Dell was apparently not as firm a deadline as founder Michael Dell would have liked. The Wall Street Journal says a special committee of Dell directors extended the deadline for 4 days after being notified that billionaire investor Carl Icahn and Blackstone Group are both working on offers that could derail Dell's efforts to buy his company with the backing of Silver Lake and other investors. Friday's American debut of BlackBerry's Z10 smartphone did not generate a lot of excitement. BlackBerry shares fell nearly 8% as the new device hit the market with a thud. Sony's latest smartphone is headed for the U.S. The Xperia ZL has a 5-inch screen, a 13-megapixel camera, new battery-saving technology, and other features, but you can expect to pay for the bells and whistles. The device has a price tag of $719. Stock market futures are higher on word of a bailout for Cyprus. Jeff Bellinger, Dow Jones Money Report.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-319-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-319-MYTV.
At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-319-MYTV. That's 877-319-MYTV.
If you have gout and think a few attacks a year are all you have to worry about, think again.
Fact is, gout can attack silently, even between flares. You may not feel it, but gout's root cause, high uric acid, can allow crystals to continuously form and build up in your joints. Over time, this may lead to attacks in other joints, constant pain, and joint destruction. So don't wait. Get more information at goutinfo.com and talk with your doctor about ways to keep your uric acid at a lower, healthy level.
The road to the NCAA Women's Final Four begins in College Station, and you can be a part of the action, cheering on today's stars.
Nice no-look underneath.
As they dazzle in dramatic fashion.
When you're hot, you're hot.
Experience it live at the first and second rounds of the 2013 NCAA Division I Women's Basketball Championship, March 23rd and 25th at Reed Arena in College Station, Texas. Hosted by Texas A&M University College Station. Adult all-session tickets start at $25. Visit ncaa.com/tickets to make a date with champions.
With 18 fuel pumps with diesel and 23 restrooms, Chick's isn't your average Highway 6 convenience store. Chick's is a brand new 12,000 square foot specialty convenience store. Chick's has a 30-person dining area with 60 fountain drink heads, gourmet coffee, a 28-foot refrigerated meat counter stocked with fresh jerky, sausage, tenderloins, cheeses, and steaks, and a one-of-a-kind touchscreen with... With 18 fuel pumps with diesel and 23 restrooms, Chick's isn't your average Highway 6 convenience store. Chick's is a brand new 12,000 square foot specialty convenience store. Chick's has a 30-person dining area with 60 fountain drink heads, gourmet coffee, a 28-foot refrigerated meat counter stocked with fresh jerky, sausage, tenderloins, cheeses, and steaks, and a one-of-a-kind touchscreen menu of breakfast, lunch, and dinner items. Chick's is also your tailgating headquarters. Buy 20 pounds of purified ice for only 99 cents. Find Chick's on Highway 6 in Briarcrest. Chick's, coming soon.
Good morning. My name is Kevin O'Connor, sitting in for Scott DeLucia, who's actually taking a little time off. Before we jump headlong into your headlines, we're going to take a look at your weather forecast brought to us by Brazos Bounty. When someone moves to town, they're offered information on business. Get your business there first. Be an early bird at BrazosBounty.com. Today, we're looking at sunny skies, 60 for your high today. Winds dying down a little bit from the last 2 days anyway, 5 to 15. Clear tonight, will fall off to 34. Winds dying down even further into like 5 to 10. And then tomorrow, sunny skies and 60. It is 39 here at WTAW. Once again, my name is Kevin O'Connor, and it's time to find out what's happening with Miss Kat McMullen. With Miss Kat McMullen. Hi, Kat.
WTAW News Time is 6:30. It's 37 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by St. Joseph Orthopedic Associates, now at a new, larger location at 2803 Earl Rudder Freeway South. They'll offer the same personalized care you've come to expect from Drs. Eero, Riley, Vizi, Brazil, and their staff. They're part of the St. Joseph difference. Good morning. I'm Kat McMullen. Passenger jet service at Easterwood Airport will continue after the control tower is closed. Director of Aviation John Happ says he has not been contacted by the airlines following the FAA's announcement. Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan says since 9/11, the FAA's budget has grown 40%, while the number of flights have dropped by 15%.
There should be a way where they could cut 5% from out of the growth section of the budget and not have to shut down towers, but the administration has elected to go a political route instead of a smart route. There are smart cuts and there are dumb cuts, and the Secretary of Transportation has elected to go the dumb cut route.
149 airports, including a dozen in Texas, will lose air traffic controllers starting April 7th. The closures, to take place over a four-week period, are due to sequestration. On our website at WTAW.com, you can find a list of the affected airports and the FAA's news release. Last July, the Bryan City Council agreed to give $5 million in sales tax money to the developers of a Westside retail center at Villa Maria and Harvey Mitchell Parkway. Economic Development Director Kevin Russell expects upper-income households from the Traditions, among other places, will shop the new Walmart once it opens early next year.
They have no other option close by. They have to travel, you know, a pretty good distance to go to any grocery store or any store to buy cleaning goods for their home. You know, but I'm not going to say that people in Miramont don't go to the Walmart on Briarcrest either. So I think that it is something that's needed in on that side of town as well as for the whole city of Bryan. It's not just a West Side deal. It's needed for the city of Bryan, for the city of Bryan to grow.
Russell says developers have not decided on a name for the 52-acre center, which has Walmart in the middle of the land once occupied by the Texas Hall of Fame nightclub. A Saturday night crash in College Station killed two people, injured five others, and closed a highway for 5 hours. Police say one pickup going south on Harvey Mitchell Parkway towards Holloman struck a second truck pulling out of a private drive. The driver of the truck pulling out of the drive, 19-year-old Taylor Leonard of Houston, was killed along with one of her passengers, 20-year-old Nathan Hardcastle of Cypress. Four other passengers and the driver of the other truck were taken to local hospitals. Police have not released the names of the injured, some of whom are in critical condition. Officers with the Criminal Investigation and Traffic Enforcement Divisions responded to the crash, which closed the highway between Holloman and Luther from Saturday night at 10 until Sunday morning at 3. The impact sent both trucks across all lanes of Harvey Mitchell. And six people told College Station police they were threatened by a man pointing an assault rifle at them.
As previously reported, 34-year-old Trey Davenport of College Station was arrested for possessing five guns, a butterfly knife, and five types of drugs. New information from the arrest report shows Davenport and a second person were banging on the door and windows of a home on McFarland Drive that's south of the intersection of Fitch and Welburn. The two left, and Davenport returned a short time later in his car, traveling at a high rate of speed. Davenport's accused of getting out of his car, taking out an AR-15-style assault rifle, kneeling behind the car and pointing the gun at the house. No shots were fired. Police found Davenport a mile and a half away, and he was taken to jail where he remains held on bonds totaling $49,000. Davenport was also arrested for drunk driving, in addition to deadly conduct and possessing the guns and the drugs. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
A Brian Mann considered by authorities as a major player in the amount of methamphetamine being brought into Brazos County is going to prison. 31-year-old Guadalupe Cosino entered a plea agreement in district court, where he was sentenced to 17 years after being convicted of five crimes dating back to 2011. While out on bond from the original cases, Cosino was arrested twice in the last 2 months on new charges of drug charges and evading arrest. That was considered in his punishment. Another Brian Mann is headed to prison for the fifth time following his fourth conviction for drunk driving. Prosecutors brought up 19 prior crimes, including five felonies and three prior DWIs, during the sentencing following the guilty verdict in the trial of 49-year-old Michael Magruder. He was arrested in September of 2011 after a woman reported a suspicious person was in her apartment complex. And a purse snatcher is going to prison. Last September in the Kroger Shopping Center off Texas and College Station, 26-year-old Leonard McElroy Jr. of Hearn pulled a purse off the arm of a woman with so much force that she was injured. Police say several witnesses caught and held McElroy until officers arrived. With a criminal history in Brazos County, including burglaries of a business and a home and misdemeanor assault, McElroy was sentenced to 8 years for the robbery. And finally, end-of-life care is a subject being discussed again in the state legislature. Senator Charles Schwertner, a member of the Health and Human Services Committee, says it's an emotional and difficult subject.
As a doctor, my concern is really the ethical and moral treatment of the patient and respecting the rights of the family and the patient. But we do need to have a process to deal with the many issues and uncertainties that are associated with end-of-life. And I'm in favor of Senator Dewell's position and bill, Senate Bill 303. I think it's the right way to handle it, which made some strengthening provisions in reference to our current advanced directive law here in the state of Texas.
There are at least two proposals to change state laws on resolving end-of-life disputes when doctors seek to let a patient die against the family's wishes. WTAW News Time is 6:37. It's 37 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by St. Joseph Orthopedic Associates. We'll have more news for you at 7:06, where you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Those humid, hot Central Texas days are on their way. With more humidity comes higher levels of mold, dust mites, a leading cause of allergens, and that stuffy feeling in the air when your AC isn't running. Why suffer the effects of high humidity when you don't have to? The answer is an April Air Whole Home Dehumidifier from Superior Service Company. Let Superior Service Company conduct a free, no-obligation in-home evaluation. Call Superior Service Company today, 218-0416. April Air and Superior Service Company, helping you feel good inside.
Celebrate Easter Sunday with Buppy's Restaurant. Buppy's will be open Easter Day for their delicious Easter brunch menu. Their Easter extended hours are from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. Enjoy all-you-can-eat brunch favorites, made-to-order omelets, tacos, waffles, and pancakes. A prime rib and ham carving station, plus an awesome pasta station. Leave the stress of Easter cooking to us. Don't miss Buppy's Brunch Buffet. Open Easter Sunday until 3 and every Sunday from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Buppy's, 506 Sulphur Springs in Bryan. At Buppy's, we feed people.
It's tax time, and Bottom Line Bookkeeping is ready. This is Debbie and staff. We want to thank you for allowing us to service your bookkeeping and tax needs for the last 30 years. We invite you to look us up on the web at bottomline.biz and also like us on Facebook. Be sure to call 691-2345 with any questions you might have and to set up your appointment. Thank you for voting us best of the Brazos for the last 7 years. At Bottom Line Bookkeeping, you know you are more than just a number to us.
And now, like Scott would say, let's do some weather, because we have that.
High pressure results in sunshine not only today, but for a good part of this week. The high is situated up over the Dakotas. It's got some very chilly temperatures associated with it. We'll be cool today, sunny and near 60. Cool tonight, clear skies 35. Sun for tomorrow, 65. Tomorrow night, clear, still kind of cool, 35 to 40. Partly to mostly sunny, breezy Wednesday, high 65 to 70. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620. WTAW.
640, 20 away from 7. We're looking at 37 degrees. And what's going on with sports, Jordan?
I get... Check. Can you
You're
hear me?
There.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
There we go. Okay, sorry. It wasn't coming in my headphones.
That's okay.
So coming up in sports, we've got so much to talk about from the women's NCAA tournament, from the men's NCAA tournament. We've got A&M softball. We've got A&M baseball. soccer. I mean, all kinds of things were in action this weekend. We'll talk about, we'll hear from Gary Blair on how the Aggie women did in the tournament, and we'll check on some NFL and NBA news as well. The Heat are continuing to break records.
Did they? They win 26?
They won 26.
Holy cow.
Yes. Excellent.
Yes. We'll get to all that and a whole lot more with our sports here in just a few minutes. Now, normally we would kind of jump headlong into politics here, but because of technical difficulties, read into that operator error, we missed something you should know. So now it's time. We'll get to that for you.
There's an ingredient used in this country to bleach flour that if you used it in Singapore could get you 15 years in prison. I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know, coming up.
If you're struggling with credit card debt, accounts in collection, and or medical bills, you've probably thought about calling one of those companies that promises to get you out of debt. But can you trust them? Can they really help you? At Family Financial, a nonprofit organization, for over 18 years, we have helped thousands of people regain control of their credit card debt. And listen to this. Our number one source of new clients is referrals from our existing clients. Why? Because our clients are already receiving the benefits and they know their friends and family can trust our services. If you believe it's time for you to regain control of your debt too, call Family Financial at 877-789-4173.
With 18 fuel pumps with diesel and 23 restrooms, Chicks isn't your average Highway 6 convenience.
There's an ingredient used in this country to bleach flour that if you used it in Singapore could get you 15 years in prison. I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know, coming up.
If you're struggling with credit card debt, accounts in collection, and or medical bills, you've probably thought about calling one of those companies that promises to get you out of debt. But can you trust them? Can they really help you? At Family Financial, a nonprofit organization, for over 18 years, we have helped thousands of people regain control of their credit card debt. And listen to this. Our number one source of new clients is referrals from our existing clients. Why? Because our clients are already receiving the benefits and they know their friends and family can trust our services. If you believe it's time for you to regain control of your debt too, call Family Financial at 877-789-4173. 877-789-4173. We'll establish an affordable payment plan, negotiate lower interest rates, and stop those annoying collection calls. Why delay any longer? Call Family Financial now. 877-789-4173. 877-789-4173.
While they're legal, there are some ingredients in the foods you eat you may want to think twice about. For example,
azodicarbonamide, one of the longest words you'll see on a label. They use it to make flour whiter, whereas in other countries they just let it turn white in about a week.
Mira Kalton, co-author of the book Rich Food, Poor Food.
It is actually an agent that is used in foam plastics. It is the same thing that's in the sneakers, the sole of your sneakers. In Singapore, you get 15 years in prison, and you're penalized nearly $500,000 if you use it as an ingredient.
Artificial food coloring is another concern.
There's five that are banned in other countries, blue 1, blue 2, red 40, yellow 5, and yellow 6. And they've been shown to cause cancer, they cause human DNA to mutate, and they cause ADHD or attention deficit disorder in children who are eating the majority of these brightly colored foods. Studies show that we'll eat more of the same food with the same exact flavor if it has more vivid colors.
Those colors are banned in 100 other countries where instead they just use natural colors.
Let's go to BVO, which is brominated vegetable oil. You find those in sports drinks that they give, especially kids after they play their games. Those contain some BVO. Well, here's the gist on that one. Over 100 countries have already done these studies, and it is banned in all of those countries. It is linked to organ system damage, birth defects, growth problems, schizophrenia, and hearing loss.
At somethingyoushouldknow.net, I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
And I think we finally know maybe how to run everything. We're at least getting there. 6:43, good morning. My name is Kevin O'Connor, sitting in for Scott, who is vacationing. Kat is still here, and we're going to visit with Jordan coming up in our sports in just a few minutes. Before we do that, though, I have a tendency to be a little wonky. Scott is real good about the Texas stuff. I kind of like the national stuff a little bit. I don't know that I'm this wonky. More than 30 Supreme Court diehards are camping out for a seat to history. The nation's highest court will begin hearing oral arguments in its first ever review of same-sex marriage laws starting tomorrow.
Hmm.
Now, to guarantee a shot at the 250 seats available to the public, the first dozen campers have been parked on the sidewalk since last Thursday night.
Wow.
That's like them waiting almost for Aggie football tickets. But not everyone camping out is going to get inside. Campers say the very first handful of folks in line are placeholders who are paid by attorneys or advocacy groups to be able to get in. I don't know if I'd do that.
I don't know if I would stand in line for anything political. I know when my family visited Washington, D.C., we didn't bother going to the White House.
Really?
We just walked on the outside of it, looked at it, and, oh, okay.
Yep, big white building.
Let's go eat some pizza.
I've actually gone through the tour twice.
Yeah?
Once as a really little kid, and once as, like, 2-3 years ago. And it's remarkable how different it was. Same building. They haven't changed anything in any of the rooms that you get to see. But I vividly remember thinking it was much bigger when I was, like, 8 years old.
Really?
Oh, yeah. I mean, because everything, you know, you think scale as an 8 year old compared to scale as a 40 year old. I was like, okay, yeah, it's a building.
Was it much fancier or is it about the same?
No, it's about the same, really, because they only show you a handful of rooms on the ground floor, if I'm not mistaken. You don't really get to see just a whole lot. And especially, you know, obviously when I was eight, it was pre-9/11. And then there was post 9/11. So there were, you know, just completely different things. It was very, very strange. I vividly remember that. All right, more weird stuff for you. Less than 48 hours after his first taste of freedom in 2 decades, a guy named David suffered a serious heart attack and had to be rushed to the hospital. 58-year-old was freed Tuesday after 23 years for a murder he did not commit. And Friday was admitted to a New York hospital in the grip of a crushing heart attack. He was stabilized, being treated, and hopefully, and it looks like he... in serious condition, but he will recover. You made it 23 years in the pokey for something you didn't do, and the day you walk out?
Well, it could have been just a very emotional experience that can affect that kind of stuff.
You know, that's where my mind went first, and then there was something with karma in there. He did something wrong. I don't know.
Oh, I don't know about that.
I know, it's horrible. And because it's one of our favorites, how about Crazy in Florida?
Sounds like a plan.
No. Now it won't stop. Fantastic.
Oh, well, dude, I'll come in. You got it.
I got it.
We'll okay.
Go. Crazy in Florida, Thursday, 29-year-old sheriff's deputy named Jessica in Clement Middle School in Lake County, Florida, had a 7-foot-long alligator show up behind the fence next to the school. Obviously, that caused a great deal of consternation for a lot of people. So the kids were screaming and running away. Someone called animal control. Animal control was busy and would take 2 hours to get the alligator trap set up.
Wow.
So the police deputy said, you know, I got this.
Did he shoot it or what did he do?
And she said that she used to wrestle alligators with her brother. Quote, back in the day, you had things come up into your land. You just caught them and threw them back in the nearest watering hole. So she took out some rope, made a makeshift lasso, snagged it around the gator's neck, and dragged him out of the bushes, jumped on top of him, and started wrestling.
Did she say, crikey?
No, but she was fully armed. There's a picture of it, even, in her full uniform.
Well, that's pretty cool.
After a quick fight, the gator gave up. Jessica tied him and made sure that he was under control until animal control could take him away.
See, I like those kind of stories. It's not negative. It's something good that happened. It's kind of exciting. It's got animal interest.
It would make you think twice, though, about trying to run off from her. I'm just thinking the resisting arrest calls for her are going to be a little less. Oh, no, I know that lady. I give up. You win. All right, we'll get to Neil Sperry and Plant Talk here in just a minute on WTAW. It is 6:48. Good morning.
Saving money is hard today for every family. If you have questions about saving money on your mortgage, that's easy. Call me, Debbie Davis, with Network Funding. Since 1998, I have been financing and refinancing homes all over the state of Texas. Nights or weekends, phone or email. I promise to answer your questions and get you the best interest rates. VA, FHA, conventional, first-time home buyers, investment loans for rental properties. You can feel safe when you call me, Debbie Davis, at 979-220-3018. National Mortgage License Number 200790.
The mental image the term front door opens up is of a landscape zipped down the middle by a front walk, with a door awaiting visitors at the house end of that walk. For many gardeners, you might as well close up that file and open up something far less ordinary, because many of us have been given entryways that are, to borrow a phrase, off the beaten path. They're unusual for whatever their reasons, and they can be landscaping challenges, to be sure. I have some examples and how you might deal with them right after this message.
Feed your trees and prevent insect damage with the proven science of Bayer Advanced Tree and Shrub Protect and Feed. Its dual-action formula delivers 12 months of systemic insect protection even against caterpillars, and it provides slow-release feeding all in one easy step. Mix and pour the no-spray concentrate formula, and your tree is protected and fed. It's easy to use. Mix it in water. Pour it from a bucket or a sprinkling can over the tree or shrub root system. All sizes include built-in measuring cups. The insecticide dissolves in water and moves up through the tree or shrub, providing 12 months of protection, including the new growth. It provides protection for trees and shrubs, including some fruit and nut trees and potted plants. Check the label for a complete listing. Ask for Bayer Advanced products at your local garden center. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com. B-A-Y-E-R. BayerAdvanced.com. Bayer Advanced Tree and Shrub Protect and Feed. What do you do if your front walk is against a long wall of your house? The result, you have almost no place to put plants on that side of the entryway. What are the possible solutions? Well, if you have at least a few inches of ground space, plant a vine or espalier. Vines climb in different ways, and you would definitely need one that has root-like appendages that can hang onto the solid wall surface. Espaliers are shrubs, and even small trees have been trained to look like vines grown two-dimensionally against the brick. You'd need anchors or a trellis, since the plant doesn't know it's filling in for a clinging vine. Another option might be to bridge over the walk at the end of the wall with an attractive and substantial arbor, and then cover the arbor with a durable and attractive climbing vine. In doing so, you actually would create a sort of a room between the arbor and the actual front door. You'd be able to do a different type of landscaping within that room. You could use wall planters and pot hangers to suspend plants from the long wall. You could still use your clinging vine on the wall, but you might use a more refined type of a vine, like dwarf Boston ivy. What can you do to maintain continuity of your design when the shrubs that you use for most of it won't handle the shade? Well, you might try plants that can play both ways, like hollies and nandinas, or you could also choose compatible shade-tolerant plants. That'd be things like clearia and mahonias, and as I mentioned, the hollies. Absolutely symmetrical middle-of-the-house front door landscapes are some of the hardest we have to design. Every once in a while, you find a house that is divided right down the middle visually. What you see on the left is mirrored exactly on the right. Your call in that is to remember that a landscape is either symmetrical or it isn't. There's nothing in between. To the next step, symmetrical landscapes aren't as comfortable visually, and they're harder to maintain. You have to prune every plant exactly the same way. Now, it may be easier just to get away from that symmetry. For all of those reasons and dozens beyond them, asymmetrical landscapes are so much easier. I really would encourage you to go that direction. I'm Neil Sperry. The perfect lawn grass will be the subject of our next Plant Talk Texas. Until then, happy gardening.
Producer Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week from 11 a.m. until noon, experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producer Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free.
This Saturday, March 30th, learn about organic gardening. It's gaining in popularity and there's lots of products and information available. Come find out about them this week at Producers.
Producers on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
About 6:53, and it's a time for Look at Your Sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota. I'm Jordan Meserol. Round one action came and went in the women's bracket of the NCAA tourney, and the Aggies are moving on to round two. Number three, Texas A&M squared off against Wichita State here in College Station on Saturday, and despite an early strong showing by the Wichita State, the Aggies were able to pull away easily in the second half, grabbing the 71-45 victory. Here's A&M's head coach, Gary Blair, after that game.
I thought our team played well in spots. I thought defensively we were pretty solid. We were just going to play switching screens on them and their little weave offense and all of that. And for the most part, we did a pretty good job. We made some careless fouls. Kelsey's got to understand she's got to play better defense to not put herself in a position to foul.
A&M's Christy Bellick tied a career high with 18 points, and freshman Courtney Williams added another 11. Now, of course, that means round two for the Aggies, and they'll face off against a familiar opponent, the Nebraska Cornhuskers. That game is set to tip off at 8:30 tonight and will be broadcast right here on 1620 WTAW. The A&M basketball team wasn't the only one busy winning over the weekend. After giving up five runs in the first inning, the A&M baseball team rallied back to win 10-6 over the sixth-ranked Ole Miss Rebels on the road Sunday night. That win gave the Aggies the series win and was the first series victory for the Aggies in SEC play. In the top of the fifth, A&M loaded the bases, and with a single by Mikey Reynolds, a sacrifice by Craig Bratston, and a bunt by Blake Allman, the Aggies were able to tie the game and then seal the victory with an RBI single by Troy Stein in the sixth inning. The Aggies returned to Olsen Field Tuesday night for a game against UT Arlington with the first pitch set for 6:35. The road trip for the A&M softball team wasn't quite as sweet, however. The fourth-ranked Aggies dropped the series finale against the eighth-ranked Tennessee Volunteers on Sunday, losing 5-4. It was the first SEC series loss for the Aggies, who moved to 26-5 on the season. The Aggies had rallied to tie the game in the top of the fifth inning on a two-run homer, but Tennessee responded with the game-winning RBI single in the bottom of the seventh. The Aggies will be in action again on Tuesday here at home against Texas State with first pitch set for 6:30. Sticking with A&M sports, another Aggie team was vying for a championship over the weekend. The Texas A&M women's swimming and diving team matched its highest national finish in program history with a fourth place showing at the 2013 NCAA Championships on Saturday in Indianapolis. A&M's Camille Adams earned her first NCAA individual championship with a win in the 200-yard butterfly. Congratulations to the Lady Aggie swimmers. In NFL news, a former Aggie is moving a little closer to home. Punter Shane Leckler was signed by the Houston Texans over the weekend. That deal is reportedly worth 3 years and $5.5 million. And of course, we can't have a sports cast without talking madness. And it was a bit of madness over the weekend. The biggest story, of course, so far would have to be that little-known school from the Sunshine State, Florida Gulf Coast University, that has become the first 15 seed to reach the round of 16 in the tournament. They advanced after beating San Diego State 81-71 Sunday night, which busted a ton of brackets out there. The 12-seed Oregon continued to make waves after beating the 4-seed St. Louis on Saturday 74-57. And another one of those large bracket busters from the weekend, the 9-seed Wichita State, upended the 1-seed Gonzaga 76-70. So if you still have a perfect bracket out there, you might want to go buy a lottery ticket right now. And that's a look at your sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. I'm Jordan Meserle here on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Mom, I'm bored.
Brazos Family Magazine's upcoming issue features over 100 activities to keep your kids busy this summer and keep you happy. You'll get to know the latest about birthday party trends and gifts, read about local summer camps and activities, and get the scoop about local places where kids eat free or almost free. To reach active parents and families, find out more about advertising in Brazos Family Magazine. Call Sam Jones, 695-9595, or email sam@bryanbroadcasting.com.
This is Mitzi Marriott Pampel of Marriott Homes. We feel your home should be an expression of you. We work hard to make the home building process as enjoyable as possible. Our goal is to present each of our customers with the home they've been dreaming of. Our family has been building in the Brazos Valley for over 35 years, one home at a time. Call 696-1787 or click marriotthomes.com. Superior workmanship, classic style, and quality materials are standard with Marriott Homes, a tradition of excellence. Voted best in the Brazos Valley since 2004.
Coffee in the morning for some people is a very serious thing. Without it, they're groggy and grumpy for the early part of their day. If you're one of these people, you can appreciate the value of a good cup of coffee. If you're the boss of these people, you can appreciate Twin City Coffee Service. For over 25 years, you've counted on Twin City Coffee to provide the best coffee and filtrated water service in the Brazos Valley. Call Mike or Troy to see how they can help you enhance your break station with their refreshing coffee, tea, and filtrated water. Call 779-3928, Twin City Coffee Service.
This time of year means working on the lawn, enjoying the boat, or riding a motorcycle. But you can't start your fun if you can't start your engine. At Batteries Plus Bulbs, we can test your batteries to make sure they're ready to spring into action. And if you need a battery, our huge selection and helpful advice makes it easy for you to start the season right. Batteries Plus Bulbs. Get what you need.
Visit Batteries Plus in College Station on the corner of Texas and Holloman and save $10 on select lawn and garden batteries. Now through May 31st after rebate. Batteries Plus. Get what you need.
I hate when it's cold outside.
And I hate it when it's hot outside.
At Malik Service, we don't care.
What?
What matters is how your family feels inside your home all year long.
Oh.
Malik Service is all heating and AC units and is proud to install Carrier products. And now